Lakeland. After a lengthy UCP election campaign kicked off last May, a new premier designate was officially selected in Alberta, Thursday night. Danielle Smith, the former Wildrose party leader, claimed the title with 53.77% of the vote and a 7% edge in the preferential ballot against runner-up and UCP MLA Travis Taves. Taves, Kenny's former finance minister, received 46.23% of the vote in the sixth and final round against Smith and the last candidate to fall off the ballot. Leela Ahir was the first candidate dropped, followed by Rajan Sani, Rebecca Schultz, Todd Lowen and Brian Jean. The vote saw just under 85,000 ballots cast from the 124,000 eligible UCP members, breaking records and speaking to the mandate Albertans were looking for, said UCP President Cynthia Moore during the late-night announcement held in Calgary's BMO Centre. Following the evening results, Smith's speech paid respect to her six running mates who fought a hard race. The premier designate made a firm but passionate response about the autonomy she aims to gain for Albertans across the board. It is time for Alberta to take its place as a senior partner in building a strong and unified Canada, she said. Albertans, not Ottawa, will chart our own destiny on our terms, and will work with our fellow Canadians to build the most free and prosperous country on earth. Her speech grew large cheers from the crowd. Jean looks ahead for regional candidate UCP Fort McMurray-Lac La Biche MLA Jean, who was officially sworn in last April after winning the region's by-election. The race for premier was a battle. I'm feeling good. Our campaign did a great job. We have great volunteers and we punched way above our weight, so, I'm very pleased, he explained, thankful for the roughly 14,000 votes he received in the race. With a general provincial election looming this spring, the most important objective moving forward is unity in order to defeat Rachel Notley and the NDP, which Jean hopes Smith will be able to champion, he told Lakeland Today, last Thursday night. She needs to unify the party. She needs to reach out to everybody and talk to them, and hopefully she gets everybody on the same team so we can take on the NDP, because that's what's important. Jean says he will continue to focus on representing his northern constituents and working toward improving infrastructure and creating job opportunities for young people in rural communities, along with improving rural healthcare and services. Those are the things that are important to the people of Alberta, and those are the things I'm going to focus on. Jean hopes the party continues to reflect conservative policies and ideas. The UCP has the best ideas and the best policies, and we need to make sure we focus those ideas and policies for the people of Alberta. And as long as we do that, we'll continue to be rewarded with back-to-back governments. And if we don't do that, then we'll be thrown out like we should be. Support for Real Values as a large supporter for Jean throughout the campaign and a peer who shares a similar passion for supporting the North and specifically Northeastern Rural Constituents, Bonnyville Cold Lake Street. Paul UCP MLA David Hansen says he's proud of his friend's efforts. Brian's always been a very strong advocate for Northern Alberta and the area, and that was one of the reasons that I chose to back him in the race. He understands our area and what we go through, and he's always got what's best for Albertans in mind, at the forefront. Both Jean and Hansen plan to run for another term this spring, and Hansen says they plan to continue to work together for their constituents, who share many of the same values. On October 7, the UCP caucus officially had its first meeting with Smith, who was officially sworn on Tuesday. Hansen says last week's meeting was a fresh change compared to the last several years. It was very positive, probably one of the most upbeat caucus meetings that I've attended in the last 3 years, said Hansen. Opposition leader following the election results, the Alberta NDP held a press conference on Friday, speculating that the next several months will see the province take a downturn, according to leader Rachel Notley. The next 7 months of a Danielle Smith-led UCP government will bring more chaos, more costs and more conflict, Notley said, while referencing the contentious Alberta Sovereignty Act Smith intends to create and implement. Smith has made it clear that the real issues Alberta families are struggling with are of no interest to her. Instead, she's preoccupied with a so-called Sovereignty Act, Notley said. At best, it's a fake, another strongly worded letter to Ottawa. At worst, it will destroy jobs, destroy investor confidence and stifle Alberta's economy at a critical moment. getting a seat. Smith was officially sworn in on October 11 at the Edmonton Legislature and become Alberta's 19th Premier. Since Smith did not hold a seat as an MLA, the UCP announced Saturday that she will run in a by-election in the Brooks Medicine Hat constituency, following the resignation of former MLA Michaela Frey on Friday. "I would like to thank Michaela Frey for her service representing the constituents of Brooks Medicine Hat. She was a strong voice in caucus and took the lead on many important issues to stand up for the rights of Albertans, and I wish her all the best in the future," said Smith in a Saturday statement.